for people with the industry? What sort of people do you think you need? Well, one of the things that people often say about the movie is that it seems they have the ending. Actually, to be a best part of the Dickens is the medium. Because if you read Dickens, what you get is a sense of the reality of life, but blocked with a comic perspective that seems to be the eyes of someone who is always thinking that ordinary people will somehow amount to something with a larger plot, a larger story. Or if not, then it can be like Christian Peters. They can be just the blood and the spirit of the feet, and the really chapter like the story of my own. What's different about Moby is that it allows the subject to tell these stories. But also, sometimes it seems to wonder what it would be like if they were auditioning for bigger stories. If they were perhaps on the verge of being part of the world of the Dickens novel. The difference, of course, between Moby and Dickens is that in Dickens things tend to be signed and sealed at the end. Things seem to mount up so that by the end, the novel achieves some kind of completion, some kind of closure. Nothing Moby ever did in his life had any completion or closure. And London Moby and London Poor is no exception to that. What the obvious in this book is the slightest of life. The spotlight falls on someone, they speak, the spotlight moves away, and you get the sense of their lives continuing in the shadows.